on traffic.
As long as I don't have to. Three, four. Just about. So if I had to ask you what Lag Bomer, so you've heard Shurim now, either from Rabbi Tarrigan, the Mashkiach, others. So before you heard those Shurim, a lot of people think about Lag Bomer, you think about softball, if you're from America. From England.
I've never did anything before.
Oh, you do think of haircuts.
Yeah.
It's funny that you're the one who tells me about the haircut. They have haircuts. They're the chalaka. Never heard the word chalaka. You just heard haircuts. Yeah. You know. The question is, what is it about?
No tachron.
Right. That's okay. Like huge. To the point that the pri chadash says ulas simcha mazu osa. Right. What is the nature of this simcha when we say lag sameach? What is the simcha? So just, you know, so some people say, no tachron, shkoyach. That's it. If it's a Monday and Thursday, for sure. You know? But I'd like to suggest some deeper answers that I spent some time researching also. Deeper than softball and deeper than haircuts. Obviously, with asking the question that not everybody... It seems to be not clear. To the point, again, even the Shulchan Aruch doesn't talk about having this minhag to have bonfires. Seems to be everyone has a bonfire in Lag Bomer. And we'll talk about it. But the Shulchan Aruch, all he has in the second source in front of you is we don't get married from Pesach to Shavuos until Lag Bomer. Because in that time, Mesu Talmid Rebbe Akiva. Okay? Some say that actually on Lag Bomer, they stopped dying. And that's why we're happy. But I want to take one step back. Because the Chassam Sofer, the first source in front of you, says, I know that there are hundreds of thousands of people going up to Meiron, but I don't want to sit with them. Something going on here that he doesn't want to be connected to. What is the nature of this day? What's the nature of these bonfires? Is it just that Talmidei Rebbe Akiva stopped dying? But there's a problem with that. The problem is, at the time that the Talmidei Rebbe Akiva stopped dying, it's true, it's good that they stopped dying. But Haya Olam Shamim, there was destruction. So I'm happy for the destruction, that's it? I want to go deeper. But like, is it that it is? That they stopped dying? That's the vort, so now I can get a haircut and be happy and play softball. Come on. It's got to be something deeper here. So then you might have heard this concept called the Hilula of the Rashbi. It's the Yortzeit of the Rashbi. This is brought down in the Aruch HaShulchan, in the second page in front of you, the end of the second page, in Siman Tov Tzad Gimel Siv Zayin. It says, Urgilu Mekroso Hilula the Rashbi. Uveretz Yisrael marbim b'tfilah uvalakat nerot al kivro hakadosh v'omrim shenistalik b'yom zeh v'gam yatza me'ameara b'yom zeh. That he died on this day, but he also what? He also left the cave on this day. And therefore what? What's the simcha now? Okay, great. Shkoyach, left the cave. So there's something here about leaving the cave. I'd like to go understand a little bit to really go in depth in the story in Shabbos Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. I know I saw that in some of the sources before they talked about it. I want to give a different angle, maybe same angle. I don't know what I think. Lefi Aniyus Daiti is a possible different message for anybody. Shir Aleph, Shir Bet, older. What's the message of the bonfire? What's the nature of this simcha? As the Pri Chadash says, well, the simcha mazu. What is this? If it's really for the Hilula of the Rashbi, the Shelot Shoel Umeshiv Rav Natan San says, so why are we happy? If it's a Hilula, we should be crying. We should maybe fasting. Why only his Hilula? Right, we have great rabbis there. What's going on? It's strange. It's strange. So I want to pick up from what the Aruch HaShulchan said and look together at one point. Again, there are a lot of points of this Gemara, but I want to focus in on a couple of lines of the Gemara. At the beginning of the Gemara, which in itself is very, very important, just I guess to set up the Rekha, is we're talking about post-destruction Second Temple, Churban Beis HaMikdash HaSheni. Romans are in charge. The Romans now are Ki'ilu rebuilding Israel. And the beginning of the story, which we're not going to talk about, which was just mentioned, is that there's a three-way discussion, a disagreement into the building of these bathhouses, these bridges, the marketplaces, as we know, the corridor outside. Is it a good thing? Rabbi Yehuda says, look how beautiful. It's okay to live like that. Rabbi Yossi is quiet. Says Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Kol Masha Tiknu Lo Tiknu El Latzorach Atzman, Tiknu Shvakim Lo Shiv Ben Zonos, Merchatzaot La'adim Ba'im Atzman, Gsharim Lito Mehen Mechas. And Yehuda Ben Gerim went and is the Malshin, tells the Malchus, and as a result, why Shimon has to eventually get into the cave is because of this mesis, if you will, of telling over what they said, what Shimon, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said, and Yehareg, he has to be executed for this. Again, this is very similar to a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Maharsha already brings it up, not for now, because I want to get into really the whole, what I believe is the essence of today. A very important message, the timing, the minog of the Midura. What is the message for us, modern, religious, Zionist Jews? What is this? What is this about? And I think it's the same message for Haredi Jews. I think it's the message, same message, but maybe a little more honed into what we're about. The Gemara says that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and his son, Rav Elazar, went to the Beis Medrash, and every day his wife would come and bring food and drink. But when the Gzera got stronger, he was afraid that maybe they would be soft and they would find out about us. So what happened? They went into the cave. And there was a miracle that happened in itself. This could take a while to talk about. What's the significance of the Charuv? A lot of people will say, oh, the message here is the message of Charuv, not only thinking about yourself, thinking about long term. We'll get back to that from the Gemara in Ta'anit. And they had a flowing of water. And then what happened? The Gemara says that they would learn Torah. And the truth is, the Gemara says that he would sit in up to their necks in dirt to cover up their erva while learning Torah. But Kula Yoma Garsi, the Gemara says. Davlama Gimoma Beis. And it says, Be'idin Sluye Lavshu Michse Umitzlu, then when they would daven, they would put on these garments. Vahadim Mishalchim Minayu Keichtlov, and then they would take off the garments in order that they wouldn't get withered. An important piece talking about a Talmid Chacham, the Begadim. They sat there for 12 years in the Me'ara. Eliyahu then comes at the Pitcha de Ma'ara, the Petach, and says, who's going to say to Bar Yochai that the Caesar has died, that Gzeira now is renulled, appealed, gone? Nafku, get out there. So they get out. What happens? Chazu Inshi, the Kakarbi Vizari. What happens? What do they see these people planting? What else? Being involved in the mundane world. Amar manicha chai olam v'oski mechai yisha. And therefore, here is the important piece. All of this is important, obviously. Kol makom shenosni meineihem miyad nisraf. Wherever they saw, burnt. Yatzo baskol v'amra lahem. Heavenly voice comes down and says, la'achriv olami yitzatem. I think I asked you to come out to destroy my world. Get back into the cave. So they went back in, and they said another 12 months. They say a very sharp sentence because Mishpat Rishaim Begehenim is 12 months. Yotze Baskon says, get out of there. Come out of the cave. They came out. And now something changes. Kolecha de Havamachi Rabbi Elazar Havimasi Rabbi Shimon. Whatever Rabbi Elazar would singe, Rabbi Shimon would heal. Amalo B'ni Dailo Lamani Vata. Not everyone has to be like you and me. They see this older person that's holding two adasim right by Ben Hashmash or somebody. What are these things? Says the Chavod Shabbos. Is it enough for one? Says the Gemara. No. One is Keneged Zachar, one is Keneged Shamar. Says Rav Shimon Bar Yochai to his son, see how beautiful mitzvahs are to Yisrael, Yosef Datay. It's a very esoteric Gemara. Like, what are the message here? So I want to focus back with the help of Rav Kook in the Inayah, but some of the messages that I think to really do a dual message, two different important messages, maybe even three, we'll see how it comes out. We go back to the beginning of the story. They go into the cave. They're learning Torah. They have it there. And it's not even when they're purely learning Torah that Gemara stresses the importance of the Begadim. They're there fully into the emet of Torah. The Begadim is part of their message also. The Gemara stresses that they make sure to take care of the Begadim. As we know in the Rambam, talks about in Hilchot Deot, about the importance of a Talmid Chacham, taking care of their clothes, looking, not stinking, being able to have Tamim in their Begadim. But then the Gemara says, surprisingly, they sat there for 12 years, they come out, and what do? They see people that are planting. Now the question is, how do you understand what they're planting is? Manichin chayi olam v'uskim chayi shah. It's not clear if chayi olam, we know there's a different Gemara. Early on in Gemara and Shabbos and Daf Yud, when they're talking about Tefillah and Talmud Torah, use the exact same language. Chayi shah and chayi olam. Okay? Manichin chayi olam. V'uskim chayi shah. At that point, that Gemara and Daf Yud, it's talking about Torah and Tefillah. Here it's talking about what? Planting. What's the message here? Explains Rav Kook in front of you in the Inayah, in Reish Ayin Gimel, if I'm not mistaken. Reish Ayin Bet, sorry. Kol makom shenosni meineim miyad nitzraf. He says, mitzad ha-mabata yoter alayon, ich shalom tzarich huli naheg. How it should be, how it ought to be, kidei shirua briyot or v'chaim shalamet, to be able to see the truth of Torah and emet, in kan makom l'psharot, no compromises. L'tikunim, l'mechso shlish l'rvia, right, to fix it up, to be able to be a half Shabbos, half from, half this, no. Kiim mechika gedola, kol hasdarim ha'avim, kol ha'avil ha'gadol ha'naseh b'chayi ha'chevra. None of this half-baked stuff. If it's not being done, burn it down. No pshara. Val kol avdut abzuya shelakach lo adam bagbira latzmo dimyono v'tavotav ra'im v'idekin nase shavel v'nivzeh. The kol advarim atovim shelo ba'u likuyim v'chaserim. What do? We've been trained so much to say what? Look at all the good they're doing. But at this point, they were in the cave for 12 months. Burning the fire of Torah, as Yirmiyahu says, "Halo chol dvari ke'esh the Torah." No compromise. What looks good, it's really all a bluff, because what they're planting, literally, is weak. Is not really enrooted with Orav Emet. It's all a bluff. It's true. They're doing some nice things, but what the Shoresh is, they're just following Tivus. They just want to be like the Joneses. They don't really, it's not really the Or Emet of Torah. And therefore, they come out and they see, beautiful language by Rav Kook, it's Michusim Ba'anan Shel Sichlutu Risha. It's covered up in the cloud of foolishness. It's covered up. And you can't play this game. Until what do you need? They come out, they need a reenactment. They need to be, to okare. You need new shorashim. Ad she'amod an yisodot of kedusha tara elyona. Etc. etc. Kol makom shenosni meinein. They came learning in a yeshiva. This was their first year in yeshiva, the Shana Aleph, where now everything is, this is how it should be. But this is how it should be. And they come out, and now they see everything, and my mother's not doing this well enough. This person in the community is too much talking. This person is not enough chesed. This is, everything is not there, and everything, my eyes are eyes of what? Nisraf. It's not the way it should be. This is very much parallel to the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. Shelo nagu kavod zeh lazeh. But we've quoted the Midrash in earlier Shirim. Their Einehem was Tzara. They were Tzarut Ayin. To the point that the Lubavitcher Rebbe said, Zatzal, that they said, it's not exactly going the way I see it. Right? Because they were so adamant that the way they saw it was the way it is. This is the one emet that basically they burned everything down. Therefore, because of that, Chil Shem Shamayim, all of Meitei Rabbi Kiva died. So there's one level of the Eish of Torah that's one of, could be literally a Samam office. If it's not, if you're not purest of being able to see the Ora Shalamet, Notni Mayim Inan Nisraf. So you might stop and say at this point, listen, there's, oh, terrible! This is not the way it should be. So the Gemara says that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that, kind of. Because what does he say to them? Yotzeh Basko. For Amar Lei Lachriv Olami Yatzatem. What, I took you out of the cave to destroy the world? That's the eyes that I want you to have. That many times when you become more religious, you become inclusionist and not, excuse me, you become exclusionist and not inclusionist. You start saying, only if you're exactly like me can I be able to be with you. If not, I burn you down with those eyes of fire. Hashem says, "L'achriv olami yitzatim, get back to the cave." Explains Rav Kook and Reish Chaim Gimel. It is true that we're used to saying the simplest way is it should be pure. Things should be good. But that's not the way Dea Elokit is. Dea Elokit is specific. I'll tell you an example. My daughter had a meeting right now today in Lag BaOmer. For most parents in this country, it was a nightmare. Why? Because the teachers have 2 days off. And every parent is trying to figure out who the aunt, uncle, babysitter for two kids when, you know, most of us have to go to work. You know, and I'm a teacher also, had a, you know, no such thing, I got to go to work. So everyone's got to figure out their sidurim. One of them, one of my daughters was with one of the families. My wife gave 20 shekel bill to go to Shushan, the local makolet, go buy some nice artikim, you know, to be able to make sure things are okay. So ended up, of course, she goes, she gets in a huge fight with the other girl, the girl's crying. The person, the friend who's watching my daughter can't find her for like 20, you know, calling my wife frantically. My wife saying to me, oh my goodness, right? Then when I finally speak to Leah, what does she say? What are we going to do? That she came back and she spoke, not my wife, my daughter spoke chutzpahdik to this woman, like not the way we wanted it to be, right? So I say to her, probably because I've been preparing this year for the last 48 hours, I say to her, okay, we're going to be able to, when I get home today, I worked it out, I'll be home for the Midura, we'll talk, we'll figure it out, we'll have Lekachim. Right? Originally, what we would say, we're going to teach her, what do you think she's doing? Being so Michut Sefet, she's never seen Artik for the rest of her life. You know what I'm saying? Like, who does she think she is? You know, the first Gisha of Nisraf, you know, you think she's ever going to see any type of treat again. But says Rav Kook, that's exactly the point. The point is, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that midafka, I'm skipping four lines, dafka mikol harav akiura zeh, from the mess ups that we have, teitze haura yoter shleima. This is what we say, ein adam lomei Torah elim kein nechshal ba. Kesheacher kol archavato yuchzal letova, umimenu ba'atzmo yairu orim tzadikim v'yishrelev. Dafka, explains Rav Kook, the whole point is to take this world, you got such a high of the Torah, ke'esh, you're on fire. Like we're going to talk about the Talmud Chacham, is the esh kegufo. But what do you have to do? You have to go back into the world and be able to see those people that are planting and refine them. Show that Zohar, that Zihirut that you have, that glow and help them. La'at, la'at. But they weren't ready for that. The Kavan showed, I'm on the second page, page 207. Sholo batem arotom ma'ala. They didn't understand how the fire of Torah, you have to mikasher all of life into this higher piece, i.e. as the Midrash says in Kohelet Rabbah also, the same quote from this Gemara, I didn't tell you come here to destroy this world. I want you to fix this world. Therefore, what do you have to do? Go back into the cave. Learn the next level, the next lesson. Losif od ma'ala. Out of the tremendous Kedushah of Torah, that you're able to go back into the Chaim as Hashem wants of Olam Chesed Yibaneh. V'lo tohu bira'ah. That I've been able, when I created this world, it's not for you to say everything is wrong. but to be able with the fire of your Torah to come into the world and into the normal mundane world where people are planting and elevate people la'at la'at. So as I said, I really thought about the analogy very much of many of us. You know, specifically I'm looking at your age, where a lot of times you come and all of a sudden you're 18, 19, and now you don't have that dual curriculum. And then all of a sudden you're being taught these halachot, and a lot of the phenomenon is not new, the flipping out type of concept that people say, oh, miyad nisraf, everything else is bad, hot, this is the way it should be, the purest of sense. But already, Ribbono Shel Olam says, you're not supposed to be la'achriv et olam, you have to come to taken olam malchut shakai. But this is not the end of the story. Because from here it sounds like ozeh, ozeh. Right? It sounds like what people say that, oh, you come back after your year in Israel, after your 2 years in Israel, give it a little time. And then you'll be in the Reish Ayin Gimel. You'll chill out a little bit. You'll get together with everybody. Not exactly what Reish Ayin Gimel is saying. This is the more modernish Reish Ayin Gimel. To say, yeah, you'll chill out. The fire, that was all very idealism. That's what the rabbi was saying to the yeshiva. Your seminary, eh. But that's not the word. The word is, as the Gemara continues, they went back into the 12 months and they had to relearn the next sugya. The next sugya of what the fire of Torah is. And that's when the Bas Kol came out and says, come out. Come out again. Make sure you've learned. This is like the encouragement of Shana Bet. You come back and you may learn of what it is. Nafku. And it seems to be that Rabbi Elazar, the simple pshat is that Rabbi Elazar didn't learn anything. Even though he uses a different language, but it's the same language of fire. But Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is Mivarer. So it seems like the year wasn't enough. The simple pshat is Rabbi Elazar needs a Shana Gimel. Right? He didn't learn the same message. Right? But Rav Kook says beautifully, you have to understand, it's not oze oze. It's not that you're on burning fire of Torah, and it's either there or you're flipped out, and you only, if you see the Or of Emet, and you see somebody else who sees the Or of Emet, that's the one you can be friends with. Everyone else you have to burn. It's not the other extreme, I wouldn't say the other extreme, the other message of L'takin Olam La'at La'at, not having that burning fire. Explains Rav Kook, these are two ma'arachot, two systems that are equally important that need to be had. Says Rav Kook, you need a koach of both being mevarer the tzad chiyuvi and Rav Elazar being mevarer the tzad shlili. Rav Elazar, you need to have that inside of you of knowing the burning of what emet is. That is needed. You need both of them. They're both very important. And you need to have both. That's one very important message. You might call it a Torah Vavoda message. Or you might call it what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants in the fire of Torah. That you need to have both of these systems. One of being knowing who you are, being, like we said, halo kod vari ke'esh, of burning up the Torah of Hashem, but at the same time having the skill to then, as the development that you have, as you continue growing in Torah, to do what? To be able to go into the world, see things that are mundane, and la'at la'at, elevate them. And be able to have those right eyes there, not burn them, but to elevate them. But this is not it. That's one very important message. And at a certain level, that could be the conclusion. What he says, Amar Lei, B'ni, Dai Lo Olam, Ani V'ata. Not everybody has to be that way. Okay, not everyone has to. But then what's the continuation of that Gemara? Shabbos. Specifically, where many people think, again, we're in the middle of Sefirat HaOmer. You think, what is the Frumkeit? It's only the Shabbos, the Musaf Shmona Esrei, the High, the Great Niggin, right? That's what it's about, right? That's the smell of Koh Neshama, the Halal Ka, the Ruach and the Neshama. That's what Rabbi Elazar was asking his father. Isn't enough just one? That's what Frumkeit is. That's the burning of Torah. What's the answer? No. It's Keneged Zachor, Keneged Shamor. You have to be able to Shamor of the Kedusha, of the Torah, of the burning of the Torah 100%. But you also have to have that Zachor at Yom HaShabbat LeKadsho. You need to have it both pre and post to spill it over. This is one message of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai of being able to, with his son, to teach us how to look the depth of what Torah is about. Not just to say, this is the way it ought to be, and if it's not this way, you have to burn everybody. But being able to have that fire of Torah and be mitchamim kineged or shalchachamim, as the Mishnah in Pirkei Avot says. But at the same time, also make sure that number one, you don't blow out that fire and say, it's not real. It's not the way it ought to be. To very much embrace that warmth of the fire. But at the same time, make sure it's not burning everybody, but really litakena tavolam. That's one message. And I think that message leads very much into where we're in the middle. We're specifically in the middle, smack in the middle, where we were created a physical body by Pesach, where we had the fire, that fire of Biur Chametz, of the Sreifa in Biur Chametz. We couldn't have any Chametz around. We needed to have that pure to rebuild, which we'll talk about in a second, the rebuilding, but it's, you need to have purity. And then what happens? As you know, as Ian Mark said in his Devar Torah from the Siva Shalom, as the Pshat and the Psukim, that says what? The Soor you develop into the Shtei Alechem until you're able to be that develop in a man, where you're able to have what on Shavuos, the carbon Shtei Alechem, what do you have? Chametz and Matzah. You're able to have through this development. Right now we're smack in the middle. We're smack in the middle of that process to be able to what? To show that we're able to have that mature development of that Talmid Chacham, of the Eish, that Midurav tonight or last night, of fire, but a development and to know how to what? How, that is not only in the Me'ara, but I take the message from the Me'ara into the world. This, as the introduction before I get to the point two, there's an introduction to this story that I saw from the Shir HaShirim Rabbah, which is in front of you on the last page. I'm going to read you the Hebrew version, even though the Aramaic version is right in front of you, that I saw over Shabbat. Beautiful, beautiful pshat. I read every single alone in all the different Divrei Torah and a lot of amazing things that all the Chasdei Hashem, the big Talmidei Chacham that we have in Eretz Yisrael. Such great things to read. Did I bring it with me? Yeah. Or not. This one. The Medrash says, and I'm reading the Hebrew version, even though you have the Aramaic version in front of you. Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rabbi Shimon. Bo chamarim la'aviv. How do you say chamarim in English? People who are on the donkeys?
Peddlers.
It's rochlim also. Peddlers, probably. Likno mimenu ochel chamoriem. Right, to go buy food for their donkeys. Sheivi min hashuk. Hayayoshev Rabbi Elazar aydea tanur. Rabbi Elazar, he was a kid at this point, was by the oven. His mother, imo mevielo kder. The mother brought him some food. And he ate. The mother brought him another huge thing of food. And he ate. He was a fresser, right? This Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. He was a little shmanman, as they say in Hebrew. You know what that means? Pleasantly plump. You know, he just loved eating all those little. You know, we're missing those M&Ms. Oh, it was Elazar who took it. He was the guy. That's where, you know, his makam kavua. You know, some want to sit next to Ima, some want to sit next to Abba. He wanted to sit next to the tanur because he like mamish, you know. That's what the Medrash is saying. So what happened? Amru Chamarim. These peddlers saw this Elazar, the son of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Oy, nachash ra shore betoch meav. This evil snake is dwelling within the intestines. I.e., domesh ze mevi ravon olam. This is why there's a world hunger. Right? It's because of this guy. Right? Mamish, boom! Shama utam Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar heard this. Kasher yatzu liton et zchorotam, when these peddlers went to go upload all of the merchandise, all of the food. What did Rabbi Elazar do? He took these donkeys and he brought them up to the Gag. Chazur ha-zchorim v'kshu. He said, hey, where'd our donkeys go? Hey, rimu einayim, they lifted up their eyes. Very important language of the Midrash when we're talking about Einayim. When we talked about Rabbi Akiva being, Talmid Rabbi Akiva being Sarut Einayim, being able to be, not having the proper vision, which is point number one of the Shir, of Kevach Nutnu Einayim Nisrafu Atakol. Here, Heirimu Et Einayim Verao Tam, they saw these Chamorim on the Gog.
It sounds like Kesiyitzchak, which is Veisav and Asenav, and it's like Shvulach and Poyin HaChamor.
Effect, exactly. That's exactly what we're going to say. Beautiful. Halchu l'Rabbi Shimon, Aviv v'amru lo, Re'ei ma'asalon, look what your fresser did, what your kid did. So this is like a type of thing where the rabbi, the father of the son, should be so embarrassed. Look at my kid. He's not in the base manager. He's not a leader. Right, there's an article by Dr. Irving Levitz called Children of the Rabbis. Come, they get all messed up. It's either a rabbi, you know, when you have a father who's a rabbi and a mother's a psychologist, the kid is really messed up. Right, this is what the articles are talking about. Right, this is, like, my wife's, Roach Heshbon, she's an accountant, I'm okay. Right, but that's, look, they said, look what these kids did. Look at what your kid did. Omar Lam Rabbi Shimon. Does Rabbi Shimon say, yeah, I'm sorry, my kid, Nebuch? No. He says, "Ha'im amartem lo milim lo tovot." Did you talk about my son in a certain negative way? Amar lahem, amru lo lo. No, we didn't tell him anything. Ela beinenu dibanu alav. Between us, we spoke about him. Amar Rabbi Shimon, lama hichnastem bo. Listen to the language. Ayin ra'a vitzara. Why'd you put into him this ayin ra'a vitzara? Efshar mishilachem uchel. What is he eating? Your stuff? What does he have to provide you? Hashem created him. Created him as mizonos. Still, after giving him hardcore mussar, l'chu amru lo bishmi, go tell him in my name, and he'll bring you the chamorim. The end, the middle of the Midrash says that this greater miracle was first in the first one. When he first brought the Chamorim, he brought them up one at a time. When he brought them down, he brought them two at a time. The message of this Midrash as an introduction to what we just said is what a lot of people say. What the message of this day is to look into the Pnimius of the day. To be able not just to look at the outside and say, look at this guy, he's involved, and look how he's dressed, and look what he's doing, he's involved in Chayei Olam, he's not really from, and he's just doing this. Rabbi Elazar bar Shimon said, no, my son, you have to know, you have to be able to see the good. And that's what happened. That's what happened at the end. That Rabbi Elazar had to learn this message himself. To know how to be able to deal with the ochel. How to deal with the chomriyut. How to be able to raise that. And Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai taught his son also how to be able to look in the insides, to be able to deal with the physical world and to raise it up. This is what happened at the Sneh. This is what Rav Schachter says about the Sneh. When it says the Sneh is the last source on the pages I gave you, that the Sneh is Boer Ba'esh, Va'sneh, Inenu Ukal. The message of this fire is that it's burning, but we don't see it. And this is the Rambam. We're learning Gittin now, the Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin, in Perachaf Aleph, that says that every Jew has this burning fire inside of them. We have the Yetzirah that comes, but it's our job to be able to see that fire inside. So on one level, if I had to say point number one of the simcha that we have, is the simcha smack in the middle of being able to be that mature Tamil Chacham. To be able to be on fire of the Torah, this is point number one, but not have the Einayim that's going to be Nisraf the world, because that's not the purpose of being a Tamil Chacham, of Lahachriv et Ha'olam. But Hashem says, I came, the whole purpose of you here is the Takein Olam B'machut Shakai. And therefore that's this duo, this dynamic duo of Rav Elazar bar Rav Shimon and Rav Shimon bar Yochai to teach this message. To the point that it's fascinating for those people that heard my shir on, about rebuke, about when do we do Hocheach Tocheach Tamitecha. It's fascinating. Who is the opinion on the Gemara Yevamos in Daf, brain freeze, the Gemara in Yevamos, Daf Samach Bet, that says, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon is the, Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rabbi Shimon Yochai, is the one who says, Kishem Shem Mitzvah, Lomar Davar Shenishma, Kach Mitzvah, Lo Lomar, Davar Sheno Nishma. meaning Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon knows, he learns together with Rav Shimon, that chavruta, as much he teaches us, it's true, you need to have that fire and not lose who you are. But at the same time, he knows, as we go on, to know who do you mention that tochacha to. That's the end of point one, I believe, of Lag BaOmer. Point two, connected, is what the Pri Chodesh says. The Pri Chodesh says, L'simcha ma'zu asa. As we had said, we stopped in the middle of the Gemara. The Gemara says that Meitu Tamidei Rabbi Akiva, it's a chorban. It's a chorban. And the Gemara there says, in front of you, V'haya ha'olam shamein at shebar Rabbi Akiva Itzel Rabotinu shebedarom v'shina lahem Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua. V'heim heim he'emidu Torah ota sha'a. So the first point was all built on the concept of what the Aruch HaShulchan was saying, that it's the message of Hilula Rav Shimon Bar Yochai coming out of the Me'arah and the messages of the Me'arah. The Pri Chadash says, you know what the Simcha is? It's the end of this Gemara. When did this happen? This happened on Lag BaOmer. The concept that Rabbi Akiva says, I am not going to what? Live in a destruction. In being an Ulam Chorban. What am I going to do? I am going to reignite the fire. Until there's an age to kad mizbeach lo techbe. Today is the day that on both on a personal level and on a national level, there's a tremendous simcha. On a personal level, we're right now, as I said before, we're right in the middle of counting Sfirat HaOmer. Again, point number one was very much, as we had said, being able to know Ktsor, how to have that synthesis of being able to be on fire with the acute awareness of Torah, but also wherever I am to erase that. This point is that now Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim with a fire, a Kor Barzel, it's a certain fire. But then what happens? Comes and there's a destruction. We're smack in the middle here, there's a destruction. So as at a personal level, on a personal level, a lot of times you're on fire, you're burning the love of Torah, and then there are times you just feel shamay. I'm just feeling burnt, literally. I'm burnt out. I'm feeling empty. I thought I had it, but it's all a show. Right? When was I really from? That's when I was on fire. But, not feeling it. Not feeling it. Comes Lag BaOmer, right? The famous NCSY Havdalavort. What's the NCSY Havdalavort? Right? You have the fire, and you turn it upside down. What happens? It's always got to keep going up, right? The idea is there's no such thing. The fire is not an extinguisher. Comes Rabbi Akiva, v'heim he'emidu Torah. They cause the fire to be continuing to stand. Within yourself, we're literally at the middle point. A lot of times you get very excited. What's it called? I think it's the bell graph, right? The bell graph where at the beginning, you're all like all psyched, right? You're so excited. And then what happens right in the middle? Even everything out. That's what's going on now. Right? It comes, you're at that shamim, and what do you have to do? You have to relight that fire. Right? And this is what Sefer HaChinuch says in Mitzvah Shin Vav, that says that why, even the havamin of why we're counting up, why don't we count down? And there was even a havamin that you should then, okay, start counting up as we do, and then in the middle, start counting down. Why? Because built into the assumption is that you're going to get re-excited. Lag BaOmer on your personal level, it's supposed to say we're halfway there to reignite. But on a national level, the Torah world was done. It was done. The Chorban was there. And what Rabbi Akiva says is that you have to step up. And he took five students. Think about it. Think about Rabbi Akiva. 24,000 of his students, Nisrafu. And now what happens? The fire of Lag BaOmer says that even if things look bad for the Olam HaTorah, we have to do is pick up the pieces and have that fire to be able to get ready for the Kabbalah HaTorah. This is a tremendous, tremendous message of the tikvah, of the simcha, of what Lag BaOmer represents, of the dibuk chaverim. It can't be any better of being able, when you come into a kayetzman, if you want to talk to you guys, where a lot of times you came on fire, and then kayetzman, you have this break and this break, and this chavrus is not as serious, and I look, I'm already 1 foot out, and maybe what, who knows what, every excuse in the book. This is the time in Lag BaOmer to say dibuk chaverim, to be able to really have what? This concept of being able to get ready for the Matan Torah. This last point, I want to give credit to that last point of dibuk chaverim, to bring Geula to the world. I saw this last Mahalach by Rav Meir Nehorai. He's the Rav of Masud Yitzchak, who said this beautiful Mahalach. I think it's so true. It's so true when it comes to who we are at, that's when you look at this Midurai. I hope this dual message very much talks to you, that it's not just Tom Marshmallows, but it's being able to know these double messages, the mature Talmid Chacham, point one. Point two, the Mesiris Nefesh that Rabbi Akiva had, to be able to say, I'm not going to give up, and it's not, all right, it's not only just the optimism of Rabbi Akiva, but it's being able to say, it's the Mesiris Nefesh of the 12 months in the cave, it's the Mesiris Nefesh together to teach the students that we're zocha to be able to have where we're at right now, to be able, Bezrat Hashem, to continue counting, to get to the Shavuot, to have the fire of both the Chametz and the Matzah, and to be able to have the Shavuot, really, of the Kod Varika Esha B'mitchameim K'neged Oram Shel Chachamim, and again, not being burnt by it, but hopefully being elevated by it, by being warmed from the world of Torah, and really being elevated. As they say, Lag Sameach. Yeah.